parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grinkett, former editor of the New American Magazine, and now writing his own blogs, and certainly he's even starting his own radio internet program. But William will be with us this afternoon as we look at what's going on. Before we get to that, I just wanted to mention, have you stopped and thought, the Obama administration keeps saying they want to create more jobs. That's what we want to do. President Obama said he's going to create 600,000 jobs with this program that he has, the so-called stimulus program, but his administration is forcing both Chrysler and General Motors to close down somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 of their dealerships. Now, every one of those dealerships, obviously, would close down if they weren't making money, so they're making money, so why do they want to close them down? Well, if you figure 50 people in every one of those, every one of the dealerships, and let's say there are only 2,000 of them that were closed, what they're doing is taking away 100,000 jobs. Why would an administration that wanted to create all these new jobs be interested in taking away 100,000 jobs? I would simply ask the question. Maybe you can give me an answer. Let's get right on then with William Grigg. Hi, William. How you doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing wonderfully. It's great to be with you again this afternoon.
What are we going to talk about?
I think we have to talk about what happened at the Holocaust Museum today in the context of the way that the atmosphere has been carefully tuned over the last 3 or 4 months to cultivate an expectation on the part of the public that so-called right-wing extremists would become the new terrorist threat. I think that it's by no means incidental that the suspect in the shooting today is somebody who was arrested and prosecuted for an alleged crime of violence against the Federal Reserve Board back in either 1981 or 1983, depending upon which chronology you find to be authentic. There are competing versions right now in the wire services to when that took place. No doubt over the next several hours or a couple of days, we'll get that nailed down as to what exactly happened and when. But apparently this individual way back in the early 1980s had attempted to carry out what he called a citizen's arrest of members of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Apparently it involved taking a shotgun into that building and dragging them out. And as desirable as it would be to see these people frog marched out of the Federal Reserve Building at gunpoint if need be, that strikes me as a profoundly unwise thing to do, not the least of which are the reasons I would cite for that conclusion being the fact that this fellow was arrested, prosecuted, and sent to jail for 6.5 years. But this individual, who is an 89-year-old man who seems to be deeply steeped in the neo-Nazi slash white supremacist slash anti-Semitic subculture, was the person who allegedly today carried out the shooting at the Holocaust Museum, in which a couple of people were injured, including himself. And so now you have in the public mind this embedded association between all these foul-smelling, disagreeable, unsavory things that this person was involved in on the one hand, and opposition to the Federal Reserve on the other, because every single news account of what happens today, or what happened today, rather, invokes what happened a quarter of a century ago. They make sure that the phrase Federal Reserve is placed right next to this fellow in his description and his vita in reporting what happened today. And whether or not this is something that was done by way of a deliberately staged incident, whether we're dealing with somebody who's a Manchurian candidate or somebody who's otherwise being compelled or extorted into doing what he did today on the one hand, or whether this is simple opportunism, the fact is that the modus operandi here of the image molding and perception molding apparatus very carefully follows the script set by Lenin 60 or 70 years ago. Now, when I talk about that, I'm not trying to say that everybody who's involved in this is a communist. I'm not trying to say that. That's by no means the case. But you have to remember that Lenin was the first public opinion pollster. If you go back and read the book Rise to Radicalism by Dr. Eugene Methvin, it came out, I think, in the early 70s. He has several chapters in there in which he talks about the fact that Lenin was the first to invent public opinion sampling. He was the first to invent push polling. He was the first to find ways of organizing feedback mechanism to test how the themes that he was putting out through his newspaper, which is called Iskra or The Spark, and the other publications that the communist movement was using in order to tune the public atmosphere in pre-Soviet Russia, to find out what themes resonated with the public and what hot buttons to push. And that dark art of public manipulation was picked up by a number of people who talked before you and I, Dr. Stan, about the way that Edward Bernays and some of the other professionals in the art of image maintenance and public manipulation built on the work of people like Lenin and Sigmund Freud and others in order to mold public opinion. And one of their favorite tricks is that of transference, where you associate, to use Lenin's words once again, you associate somebody you want to target as an enemy with something that already has a bad smell in the public in the public opinion. And there's nothing, of course, that smells fouler in the nostrils of this beast we call public opinion than fascism, at least as it's caricatured endlessly in movies and television and on the History Channel and such like. So you have somebody here who seems to be deeply steeped in the domestic variant of all these fascist themes, who suddenly identified now in the public mind as the chief representative of those who oppose the Federal Reserve, apart from Ron Paul. And so the effort, I think, is transparently obvious here, that in capitalizing upon this crime, the people who were the molders and shakers of public opinion are now going to try to find some way of saying that if you find somebody who talks about the Federal Reserve System and its crimes against the solvency of our society and against the soundness of our currency and the way that it is systematically undermining everything that we hold dear in terms of our prospects for material improvement. You hear somebody talking in terms like that, why, he's just like this other fellow, perhaps in an earlier stage of development, that you're dealing with somebody who's a latent anti-Semite or perhaps a concealed anti-Semite and somebody who's probably a terrorist in embryo. And we're going to see a lot more of this kind of nastiness, whether, once again, it's something that's being orchestrated or something that's really being capitalized on. I think it's inevitable that now that the template has been struck and we can see how it's going to be used, that we're going to see this kind of thing more and more frequently as episodes of violence are either orchestrated or simply seized upon in order to promote the idea that those of us who object to the Fed, those of us who object to what the Feds, plural, are doing should be looked upon as the domestic terrorist enemy. This is going to be a very dangerous time, and it's only getting worse from here, I'm afraid.
Well, I think it's a point well made. I think, though, that people have to understand about the Fed, we've got to talk about it in a very rational manner. And, of course, I certainly not get into hysterics, but simply point out that the Fed is a privately owned central bank made up of people who have a different worldview and are using their position of monetary power to destroy the economy of this country, indeed the economy of the entire world. And certainly this can very easily be demonstrated, and so they will play games with our mind. They will try to discredit anybody who speaks against the central bank. One only has to go back in history and read President Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. That's included in our new syllabus on the financial Armageddon. Read what Congressman McFadden said in 1932. Now, unfortunately, he fell into the trap of believing it was a Jewish conspiracy, but they killed him. I mean, you can go up on Wikipedia and read about McFadden. There were two unsuccessful attempts at his life in 34 and 35 before he died in 1936. At that time, everybody knew that he'd been killed or poisoned. And then, of course, the writings of Congressman Wright Patton, chairman of the House Banking Committee. We need to have this information at our fingertips. We need to point out, of course, first that there is a conspiracy. It is not a Jewish conspiracy, but it is a spiritual conspiracy, and there are powerful organizations working behind the scenes using the monetary system to destroy the structure of our nation. And if you present it in a rational manner, people will listen. We have to stay away from histrionics.
Indeed, that's exactly right.
Well, I guess we're just about time for our first break. Once again, our guest is William Greig, bringing up a very important issue. And those of you who are not acquainted with Edward Bernays' work, you need to get it. It's called Propaganda, written in the 1920s, but it could have been written yesterday. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home, and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William Grigg. And, of course, we've been talking about this unfortunate incident where somebody had gone and apparently tried to attack the Holocaust Museum. But you pick up the story, William.
Yes, we're talking about what happened earlier today involving this 89-year-old man by the name of James Weniker von Brunn, either 88 or 89, depending upon the count that you're reading. And apparently, Stephen Tyrone Johns, who was a guard of the museum, has died of the wounds that were inflicted upon him. And so now we're dealing here with probably a second-degree murder indictment once this works its way through that part of the preliminaries of the justice system, as it's called. But the thing that, of course, concerns us about this, apart from the fact that it was an act of senseless and irrational violence that now has ended the life of an apparently innocent man. You're dealing here with somebody who is simply going to work as a private security guard, protecting lives and property, which is a noble undertaking. You're dealing also with something that, at the meta level, if you will, is going to become the new storyline, or actually is going to validate in the eyes of many people the storyline which has been written for us by our rulers, to wit, so-called right-wing extremism, which is symptomized by, among other things, a preoccupation with the Federal Reserve, is part of an intellectual morphology that leads to domestic terrorism. We've had now a handful of incidents involving a couple of attacks on a church. There was, of course, this mass murdering abortionist, George Tiller, who was himself murdered at church. And I emphasize that there were murders committed on both ends of that transaction. The fact that Mr. Tiller murdered children for a living does not justify summarily murdering him at church. And you had another episode involving an attack on a church, I believe about a year and a half ago, where somebody simply went and shot up a church because it was a Unitarian Universalist congregation, and it was full of people that the assailant of Mr. Atkinson thought were liberals. And because they were political liberals, according to Mr. Atkinson's manifesto, he considered them to be fair targets. He didn't have access to the people at the top of the Democratic Party or the people who were involved in the media, so he decided to go to the nearest congregation of people he considered liberals and shoot them up. There was another episode a few months ago involving a fellow in Florida who killed a number of exchange students from Chile, and he announced that his preoccupation was with the question of illegal immigration. Now, these were not illegal immigrants. They were here legally on visas that had been issued by the State Department so that they could take part in an exchange program. And in a few weeks, the few weeks leading up to this event, from what I understand, this individual had expressed the opinion that at some point the, quote, revolution was going to begin and that the illegal immigrants were going to be killed. And now you've had, subsequent to those ugly acts that I mentioned, the shooting by Mr. Atkinson, the shooting of these Chilean exchange students, you have the murder of the abortionist, Mr. Tiller. He's referred to as a doctor. He is not a doctor, never was a doctor. Doctors do not kill their patients. Doctors do not kill children. It used to be that the Hippocratic Oath made that point explicit. The Hippocratic Oath has been rewritten, revised, from what I understand, at least in some places where it's administered, so as to reflect the positivist reality now that abortion, the systematic destruction of innocent unborn children, is not to be considered wrong when done under the aegis of supposed medical authority. And so-called Dr. Tiller was a doctor in the same sense that Dr. Joseph Mengele was a doctor. That doesn't mean, once again, that you murder the individual, as happened a couple of weeks ago. And now this episode of the Holocaust Museum. And as I've said before, we don't know how many of these episodes were scripted. We don't know to what extent some of these people might have been under the influence, by whatever means, of people who want to create a series of incidents of the sort, or if we're dealing with people who are loosely wrapped and who have become completely unraveled owing to the pressures that we now confront as the economy collapses and politics become more overtly a blood sport. The fact is, we're dealing with a couple of trends that are very dangerous, the first of which is that people are going to become frustrated. People are going to start to lash out, or at least be tempted to. That's a temptation that must be resisted in large measure, once again, because we're dealing with crimes that are being committed. There's simply no justification for killing or attacking people in a criminal fashion. It doesn't matter what your grievances are. The second of these dangerous trends, of course, is the effort, and it's something that's finding traction now. by the people who are in charge of scripting this so-called reality that you're talking about, Dr. Stan, the officially endorsed delusions that we're supposed to accept as reality, to get people to believe that those of us who want to restore the constitutional system and to get ourselves out from beneath this official fraud and counterfeiting enterprise called the Federal Reserve, and to get the government back in its constitutional cage, are terrorists in embryo. There's a whole storyline that's playing out now in the media. Even on Fox News today, Shepard Smith made a point of saying, as he was looking at the horrible scenes of the Holocaust Museum, that the shooting reminded him of the Department of Homeland Security report on so-called right-wing extremists. And that document now is going to start becoming the touchstone, the framing device for every discussion of those five incidents that I mentioned, well, actually the four instances that I mentioned. Hopefully there's not going to be a fifth, but I'm afraid there will be. It's going to become the framing device for every discussion of those incidents, those episodes, and any subsequent episodes that emerge. And we have to understand as well, and this is something, once again, you and I have discussed, we have to reiterate this point, we have to keep repeating it until people understand its significance, that the federal government admits to having a population of tens of thousands of informants that are scattered across the country and have insinuated themselves into all kinds of political groups. This has been going on, well, forever, under one guise or another. In the late 1960s, the FBI had the COINTELPRO project. The CIA was also involved in some nastiness that was exposed during the Church hearings in the mid-1970s. But the FBI's COINTELPRO project was deliberately designed to foment violence and trouble so as to discredit critics of the federal government of various hues. All across the spectrum, whether you're talking about groups like the American Indian Movement or the Black Panthers on the one hand, to groups like the Ku Klux Klan or various neo-Nazi factions on the other, there's a good body of documentation to support the proposition that George Lincoln Rockwell, the closeted homosexual who was in charge of the National Socialist Movement in the 1960s and was eventually assassinated by one of his followers, was a federal agent, that he was actually on the federal payroll. And it used to be accepted folk wisdom on the part of people who were involved in political activism, particularly political activism considered to be sort of fringe in its outlook, that if somebody you didn't know showed up at a meeting and started talking in insurrectionary tones and about the need, the supposed need, to be committing acts of violence and furtherance of the revolution, you were almost certainly dealing with a federal plant. Well, that's some of the ancient wisdom that really needs to be retrieved from obscurity and urged upon people who are involved in political activism today. We're going to see plenty of that kind of nonsense. We've had this whole string of dramatically interdicted supposed terrorist plots involving people of marginal intelligence and negligible strategic or tactical ability that have been organized by people who are FBI agents. We just very recently had such a plot, so-called plot, exposed in New York State. We've had, by the same token, a number of plots involving so-called right-wing extremists going back through the 1990s, all the way back to the early 90s or late 1980s. The best example of which was the effort to set up Randy Weaver, where he had an ATF informant give him specific detailed instructions as to where to sunder the barrel of a shotgun just below the legal limit as a way of raising money. That kind of thing's going to proliferate today.
I think the important thing is that there was Randy Weaver's closest friend. The same thing happened to my friend Pat Patriciano, who put out the Clifton Chronicles. One of his closest friends was an FBI informant. Same thing happened to Rupert Murdoch. His whole office and best friend were FBI informants.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William Grigg. And before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your material, how they can get your blog and get your other information, how they can hear your new radio program.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, as is my radio program. It's called Pro Libertate Radio. The blog is freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or more simply, just go to willgrigg.com and then look at the right-hand side of the front page of that website for a list of external links. And at the top of that list of hyperlinks, there is one to Pro Libertate. Pro Libertate is Latin. It means for freedom. As I pointed out a couple of times, it is the motto inscribed on the Wallace family crest, as in William Wallace from Braveheart, which is my favorite film by a couple of orders of magnitude, actually. But Pro Libertate, the blog, is updated between 3 and 5 times a week, depending upon my schedule, and it usually contains an essay between 1,200 and 2,000 words. And the essays that I write are intended to be fully researched opinion pieces of the sort I used to write for the New American Magazine. So it's not as if I'm simply linking to items of interest from around the blogosphere. I don't really have much time or interest in doing that. I'd rather be writing and doing, where I can, what I call journalism of first instance, trying to get out in front of stories, trying to look a little bit more deeply beneath the stories that you read in the wire services or on other blogs. trying to find out what the plate tectonics, if you will, of these issues are with respect to impending threats to freedom or active threats to freedom, trying to get a deeper sounding of some of these issues. That's what Pro Libertate, the blog, is all about. Pro Libertate Radio started on Monday. It runs from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Mountain Time, or from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock Central. And it's being broadcast by the Liberty News Radio Network. And for those who want to listen online, given the fact that the number of affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network is small, it's a small but growing and stalwart band of affiliates in five states, but it's available online at libertynewsradio.com. That's one word, libertynewsradio.com. And for those who want to call in, if anybody happens to have the means of writing down this number and is interested in calling in when I start the show in about 25 minutes, the toll-free number is 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS. Once again, it's an hour-long program, and it's a very much unvarnished and no-holds-barred discussion of the multitudinous threats to freedom and human dignity, which is the entire focus of what I do with my writing and the commentaries that I provide. My website, willgrigg.com, right now is a little bit barren of content. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what best use to make of that. But go to willgrigg.com for updates with respect to my radio and publishing endeavors. And in addition, those who are interested can purchase either through Radio Liberty or through my blog site, my most recent book, which is entitled Liberty and Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. If you read to the end of one of my essays, there is a thumbnail of the cover illustration from my book, and next to it is a hyperlink to Amazon.com to buy it through Amazon. It's also available through Radio Liberty. I've got a couple of other publishing projects in the works right now, and owing to the fact that there are only 24 hours in the day, and I have a large and wonderful family that also makes demands on my attention, I've had to postpone some of these things that I've been working on. But once again, through the blog, through my radio show, and through the willgrigg.com website, I promise that I'll make available to the public, to the interested public, news and updates as to what other things I'll have to offer in the near future.
Now, have you ever got your donation button up yet?
I'm still working on that, too. I'm trying to consult with people who are wiser than Merlin in matters of Internet fundraising in order to accomplish this. But that's something that hopefully in the next several days, in the next week or so, we'll have up and running so that people can contribute to this and my family, body, and soul together while I do this what I consider to be vital work.
Well, I know how you feel. I put off putting the donate button on our website for some time, but it's worked out to our advantage, and so I hope that you'll get yours up. And because I know you have to have a certain amount to just keep that family fed. Well,
exactly.
Basically, we were talking about the informant state. Most Americans find it very difficult to realize that our military has a system of informants in it, so that anybody within the military who is expressing, you know, distress or certainly lack of total loyalty to the military system, who might even think about the military acting against unconstitutional acts, they are being tracked. There's a dossier kept on citizens. All across America, they have a system of informants. They're there. I was approached many years ago to become an informant, which I turned down the opportunity. I'm certainly not glad I did, because some of these people have met a very strange demise. But we do have the conservative movement and the Christian movement and the liberal movement in America thoroughly infiltrated with informants. And, of course, this has nothing to do with America. But, you see, we have a ruling elite, and the one thing they fear is the American people are going to find out what is really going on, how they've abrogated the Constitution, how they're using our financial and military power to actually bring about this one world government. These people who hate our Constitution, hate sovereignty, and right now we seem to be in a race for their consolidation of their program to create this one world government. That's why they've toppled the whole world financial system, and Henry Kissinger lays it out very clearly in his January article in the International Herald Tribune. The world has two choices. It's either the new international financial system or chaos. And they will be promoting the chaos, both overseas and right here in the United States. So you pick up the story, William.
I do think that's the most important part of the story, Dr. Stan, the fact that the financial system is dead. What we're dealing with right now is literally a zombie financial system, which is to say a Weekend at Bernie's type arrangement where the corpse is dead, but puppeteers from behind the scenes are animating it by main force in order to delude people into thinking that the situation remains normal. We really do have a situation right now where there is a race going on really within the ranks of the power elite to determine and decide who's going to be running things when the architecture finally emerges from the rubble of the collapse that is going on right now. And there's, of course, an effort to keep people distracted from the fact that the whole situation, the whole system is collapsing in real time. And so I think what's happening is that the power elite, the would-be architects of this world order, are trying to get their act together before they are forced by circumstances to accommodate reality. They've got a system in place right now, was put in place last September, where we have, in effect, a triumvirate running our federal government. It is the president who's in charge of the executive branch and the means of coercion, should that be necessary, meaning the military and the police, the Department of the Treasury, the head of the Department of the Treasury, the Secretary Geithner and company, and his retinue would be the second leg of that triumvirate, or the second element of the triumvirate, and the third would be the head of the Federal Reserve. That's the official counterfeiting branch. And the Federal Reserve right now, as you pointed out, is supplying what it euphemistically calls liquidity and what honestly would be referred to as counterfeit money in order to keep the system running both domestically and overseas. The Secretary of the Treasury is, in effect, the economic dictator of the United States, and he's got in his train a whole host of sub-dictators or Gruppenführers, to use the German expression, people who are in charge of one element of the system. I can't remember the fellow's name, but there's a 31-year-old graduate student. He's a graduate student. He did finish his four-year degree, and he decided that he wasn't going to go to law school. He was going to volunteer for the Hillary Clinton campaign. He ended up working for the Obama campaign. 31-year-old kid who's never held an honest job in his life, he's actually in charge of the automobile industry right now. That's like something out of that old film, My Latvia, which described how the Soviet Union, after it took over the Baltic nations, went through and put completely unqualified and often criminal stooges in all the positions of trust in the governments of those three satrapies. They went through, for instance, and gave to party animals and squanderlusts and people who were just simply loyal party hacks a responsibility for the productive element of the economy of each of those countries. They put the criminals in charge of the police departments. They put known moral degenerates in charge of the various cultural positions in the governments of those countries. And the same kind of thing going on right now under the Obama regime, where you got a 31-year-old guy with no practical experience running the automobile industry.
The whole story is really so incredible. You wonder, could it really be true? And the tragedy is really is. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William Grigg. William, go right ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about the form of government that the ancient Greeks referred to as a kakistocracy, that is ruled by the worst in society. And we're really at that point right now when you can have a 31-year-old who's utterly unqualified to do anything, I suppose, other than write a term paper, running the automobile industry. And that's just a harbinger of things to come in terms of the utter communization or socialization of what remains of the free economy of this country. That's part of this agenda that is being worked through this triumvirate I've described, where you have the Secretary of the Treasury in charge of the entire economy, the head of the Fed basically in charge of creating as much money, what they're pleased to call money, out of thin air as necessary in order to keep the fraud going as long as possible, and a president who is acting like a dictator. And that characterization, by the way, is not something which is being flung around irresponsibly by partisan detractors on the right exclusively. Sure, there are plenty of people on the right who would prefer to have a Republican dictator. We heard from them very volubly during the reign of George Bush the Lesser. But there are people on the left now who are admitting as much. There's a syndicated columnist by the name of Ted Rall who wrote a piece just last week where he called on Obama to resign, saying that he was exercising the powers of a dictator, particularly with respect to civil liberties issues, more specifically with respect to indefinite detention. He said, Mr. Rall did, in so many words, that that's the type of a function that would be carried out only in a police state. You really do not have any justification for open-ended preventive detention in a society rooted in the Anglo-Saxon tradition of individual liberty protected by law. And he went on to talk about some of Obama's other failures and crimes. And, of course, we're talking about leftists here, and he's somewhat distraught over the fact that Obama has backed away from what is euphemistically called a single-payer health care plan, that is to say outright socialized medicine, and embraced a more corporatist or fascist system for achieving the same result. Once again, Rawls not perfect in his outlook. He's somebody who calls himself a progressive, but I commend him for his honesty, at least, in talking about the dictatorial aspect of the office being exercised by Mr. Obama. And then there was another piece by Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone where he was making essentially the same point while going into more detail, talking about Obama's correspondences in the world of corrupt, politically controlled finance in Wall Street and how he's turned over the Treasury Department to Goldman Sachs. Which, of course, is true. You've got a system now where the robbers are running the government. And in order to facilitate the robbery, to conceal their crimes, to protect themselves from the logical consequences of their crimes, they're stealing everything that is not firmly bolted down and hidden away. And they're expanding the power of the government to scrutinize what the rest of us seem to do by way of trying to protect what is rightfully ours. We can expect to see, with respect to this issue of the Federal Reserve in particular, we can expect to see a full-court press now by the powers that be to prevent Ron Paul and his hundreds of allies now on Capitol Hill from succeeding in bringing about an audit of the Federal Reserve. An audit of the Federal Reserve would be a magnificently malodorous autopsy. You'd have to take the scalpel to this bloated, fetid carcass that is our financial system, and just a mere touch of a finely sharpened scalpel would cause that thing to burst open, and of course the mephitic odors that would emerge would be overwhelming. It would be almost impossible for somebody to endure that type of an olfactory onslaught. But the point is, we'll be able to find out and demonstrate to the public the depth of corruption that exists, and it couldn't survive that type of scrutiny, which is why I honestly believe, Dr. Stan, that the people running this would be willing to set the whole world on flame, set the whole world on fire, rather than permit this to succeed. And that's why I keep coming back to what happened today and what's happening with respect to the demonization of critics of the federal government and the Federal Reserve as a really important development here in our country's descent into tyranny. They're not going to allow those of us who have spoken out on behalf of the Constitution to do so with the impunity we previously enjoyed. They are going to keep us under heightened scrutiny. They're going to do what they can in order to alienate and marginalize us socially. And the time will come they'll really get nasty. That's not a reason to stop doing what we're doing. It's just a careful, accurate assessment of the strategic consequences of taking a stand for truth. Pretty soon we're going to have to find out if we have what it takes to leave it all on the battlefield, so to speak. You hear often people talking about sports teams leaving it all on the field or leaving it all on the court. Well, the time's come where we have to do a gut check and decide if we've got what it takes to leave it all on the battlefield if necessary in defense of what is true and right.
Well, we're entering some very, very difficult times. I think that chaos and crisis lie ahead. I think people have to be prepared for it, but understand the other side is desperate. They're afraid the American people are going to wake up and find out what they've done and demand that they be tried for criminal activity. Mr. Paulson, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, gave up his $35 million a year job to take a job as Secretary of the Treasury for $180,000 a year. What a wonderful thing to do. The only thing is, when he got in there, he started transferring massive amounts of money to Goldman Sachs. They had 12.5 billion TARP funds, but even more than that, taking on the responsibilities of AIG and then using the credit default swaps that AIG had with Goldman Sachs to begin pouring another $12.5 billion into Goldman Sachs. Where is the call for a criminal investigation of Mr. Henry Paulson, former CEO of Goldman Sachs? And there is none. In fact, most people don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah, self-dealing of that sort is transparently criminal, and yet it is conducted with complete arrogant impunity, and that's the sort of thing that cannot continue for much longer before there is in this country just a huge spasm of revulsion. And that's why I believe that the pieces are being arranged on the chessboard right now in anticipation of that. And that's why you have things like preventive detention being embraced by the Obama administration, just as they were by the predecessor administration.
Amen.
It's going to get ugly.
Well, we're out of time. We're going to have a wonderful time on your program today, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed my conversation or already Pierce William Grigg. It's not a conversation. He has a wonderful capacity to crystallize things, certainly one of the most articulate people we have in the conservative movement. What a privilege it is to have him as a regular guest here at Radio Liberty. Now, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and it takes a fair amount to maintain the 60 outlets we have every week, but we need your help. We're reaching people, and in combination with the other people doing the same thing, we're beginning to have an effect, and the other side is scared to death. And that is why I'm sure they're triggering some of their Manchurian candidates, or who knows why some people do with the things, but we do know that they have Manchurian candidates out there. And one of these days, if you have not heard our four-tape set on the Dark Awakening, you'll certainly want to get those four CDs and listen to them about all the sleeper agents out there who've been carefully programmed to carry out acts of violence. That's the Dark Awakening, a brand new CD set. Well, then, of course, we need to remind you that we have this great new DVD. It's called The Financial Armageddon. It comes with a syllabus. We have a four CD set called Financial Armageddon, and that's simply my interviews with a number of prominent people. But the DVD, The Talk, gives you the background of how they pulled off the financial crisis, who is involved. Who is Mr. Timothy Geithner really? Who is Henry Paulson really? Who are the people in the Trilateral Commission who control our government? And, of course, how can we demonstrate they control the government? You'll certainly want to get the DVD, Financial Armageddon, but it also tells you who Obama is. Who is President Obama really? What is the invisible force behind Barack Obama? You want to get this DVD. You want to watch it through a number of times. You want to get the syllabus. And then you want to join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Because this really is a spiritual battle. Certainly, I talk Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret with the syllabus, and Financial Armageddon with the syllabus are three things that you really want to have to begin to address what's going on today. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the Secret Mystery Series. That's three very professionally done DVDs, which will give you the background of the secret societies and their takeover, not their attempt to take over, their takeover of the American government. Because there's always been two forces in America. One was the Christian and the other was the Luciferian. And for many years, the Luciferians hid what they were doing. Today, they're flagrant, they're in control, and they're using the financial and military power of America to bring about their one world government. And that's why we're fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan, because these people don't want to go along with the world government. They want to have their own government, and that cannot be allowed. Everybody has to be brought under control, and if they're successful, they will be. And they will win unless we are involved. And you have an obligation, for not only for yourself, but for your children and generations yet unborn, to join us in this truly spiritual battle. And so let me give you our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Your job is to recruit people to go to that internet site there, RadioLiberty.com. Just go down to Listen Online, get them started listening, and hopefully they'll join us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have...